Jason spread his feet apart and flexed his fingers. Whatever Ares threw at them, he'd be ready. Lainey hadn't seen the full extent of Ares' strength, but he'd witnessed the immortal's abilities. The god of war was a tough opponent.
"If it isn't my favorite miner," Ares sneered. "Incredible. It seems the fates will have their way yet again."
He lifted his gold-tipped spear and contemplated the weapon.
"Unless, of course, you die."
He clucked his tongue.
"Wonder what they'd do then. Shall we find out?"
The immortal raised his spear, and a flash of gold shot from it.
"Lainey, look out!"
Jason cried and leapt in front of her. The bolt caught him in the chest, and he roared in pain. Jason fell to his knees, his hand clutching his chest.
"By Olympus, Ares, you could have killed her." "I meant to," he replied. "Pity. Guess I'll have to slay you first."
Lainey stepped forward.
"You want me, you son of a bitch? You've got me."
Jason struggled to his feet.
"No, Lainey. You don't know what you're doing." "How brave,"
the immortal commented.
"And stupid."
He raised his spear again. Jason was about to rush forward and knock Lainey out of the way. He hadn't bargained on her closing her eyes and lifting her hands straight out in front of her. Blazing white energy sparked from her palms and burst upon the immortal. Jason watched in amazement as the electricity lifted Ares into the air and tossed him backward down the hallway. He heard a crash as the immortal slammed into the front entrance doors and was thrown outside.
"What the heck was that?"
Jason asked as he came up beside her. She stared at her hands, gulping down air.
"I'm not sure. I felt the energy bubbling inside of me. I didn't know what else to do with it. I wasn't sure what would come out."
Jason could barely believe what he'd witnessed. Lainey was amazing.
"Incredible what you just generated," he said, staring at her.
"I knew from our work at Henderson's Field you'd be formidable."
"Are we finally rid of Ares?"
Jason yanked himself out of his stupor.
"I doubt it. You slowed him down. Come on."